Hello, this is James Maduke speaking, and thank you for joining me on this session. And we're going to be talking about what I think is the most important feature or thing that you can do when you're blogging. Now, if you've taken a look at the little email that this came with, or maybe this is the first time you've seen this, I started writing about blogging in 2001, 2002 in my book, Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. I wrote about how blogging was coming on and why it was going to be important. And there was kind of a bleeding edge at that point. And I've been playing around with all sorts of things having to do with blogging ever since then. And I have a podcast now where you can actually download some of the material that I have as an RSS feed, but there's all of this hype happening about blogging, and everyone's kind of jumping on a bandwagon, at least marketers are, or small business people are, and everyone's thinking, man, I gotta have a blog, and they're getting all pumped and excited, and they're forgetting one thing, and this is the biggest problem with blogging, and I want to share with you today the best solution for it. Now, here's the problem with blogging. You have to put good content in your blog. Yeah, I said it. You can't put fluff in. You have to put real content in your blog. Now, I mean real content. I mean real content from you, not regurgitated stuff from other sites or other blogs. You can supplement your commentary, your content with other content from other sites, and so there's some neat technology tricks that we talk about. But you know, some people go, man, I gotta go and pick some software, I have to have some blogging software, there's so many choices. And in Blogging Secrets I go over some of the choices, and there's lots of information around it, and many of these pieces of software have lots of really neat features. But I'm gonna suggest that there's one killer feature. And I don't use the word killer lightly, I'm serious about this. There's one killer feature that you absolutely have to have if you're serious about blogging, using blogging to manage your content. And I want you to think about that, because I'm getting rid of websites and I'm converting them to blogs. That's a whole other session there. And again, I cover all of this in Blogging Secrets, www.bloggingsecrets.com. But There's a huge opportunity, a huge thing that you have to have with whatever software that you choose. And it all has to do with doing something called putting content on your website. Because that's the biggest problem that most people have, is it's easy enough to get you can get a blog set up in 15 minutes. There's free software that you can download and run. You can be blogging in 15 minutes. To be successful, you have to be able to put something in your blog. And I'm going to show you today the very, very easiest way to put something into it. And this is how it works. Let's say, for example, I'm going to show you how to use it, and then I'm going to tell you how I did it. Let's say, for example, I'm reading my email, and maybe what I'll do here is I'll just open up one of my email clients here. Let's go to, I'm actually trying one out now called, where is it? Thunderbird. And what's Thunderbird? Well, Mozilla Thunderbird is actually the open source email client that goes along with Firefox. So I'm using that one right now, testing it out. And I'm going to open it up. And it does something really, really neat. And what does it do that's so neat? Well, take a look at this right here. You'll see that it's actually got a newsreader built into it. So I just got a couple emails when I turned on, but you can see what happened. It's gone to the junk file. And 251 junk messages in the last little while. So here's some blogs. See, a lot of times people have to go, and I did a session on newsreaders. The reason I'm trying this Mozilla Thunderbird is because it has a blogging RSS reader built right into it. So let's say, for example, I find something that's very, very interesting. And these are some of the ones that I'm subscribed to. Let's go to, what's this one? Here's one, Clixi. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play around with these. Let's find a good one. Just trying to find one that has a good story in it. Oh, video stream volume surged 80% in 2004. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open that up, and you can see that this news reader, this is the RSS feed, and it's actually showing me some of the content here. And video stream volume surged 80%. So what I can do in this one, I'm just moving it so you can see it. What I can do is I can go, wow, check this out. I'm going to go and read this article. And I'm looking at the article, and I'm going, wow, this is super. What a cool article. This is exactly what someone who subscribed to my blog should know about. So it's a piece of content here. Look at this. Number of video streams increased 80% in 2004. Broadband connections accounted for 80% of that volume. So, you know, this is a great article for me because I'm heavily into video and streaming video. So there's a great article there, but here I am, I'm going, you know what? Would I ever like to make a comment about that and add or comment on this information on my blog? So what do you normally have to do? Well, you'd have to go and say, okay, I'm going to copy this, or, you know, I'm going to do a right mouse click here and I'm going to copy the link, or you could go and say, okay, I want this piece of text right here, and you have to copy it. And then normally what you have to do is you have to go and log into your blog. You have to go and say, oh, great, okay, let's open up a new window. And what I'm going to do is I'll open up a new window here, and I'm going to go and visit my blog. So I've just opened up a new window, and we'll make sure we're in the right new window. There we go. We're in the new window here, and I'm just going to go and I'm going to type in. I'm going to go and I'm business.com, and I have to go, oh yeah, where is it? And I go, great, okay, there's where I go to log into my blog. And I'm already logged in, but normally I'd have to log in, then I'd have to go and click new entry. And then I have to go start fill all of this stuff in. Well, I'm going to show you a really neat thing that you make sure that your blogging software has. What is it? Well, it's something called a bookmarklet. This is, I think, the most important little thing that you have to have with your blogging software is a bookmarklet. Because what it allows you to do, and I'll show you how to set it up. You can see I have one here called Add a Post. Watch what this does. This is a really cool article. I'm going, you know what? Holy mackerel. I'm just going to copy that, and I'm going to go add a post. And what it does is it opens up a window, and it actually gets me. Look what happened. Remember I copied a piece? So I can just go and say, you know what? This is a great stat for anyone who is interested in streaming their information products and content to their customers. So what I'm doing here is I'm putting my comment on it. And I'm going, you know, here's a little blurb. I can just put this as a little headline on it. So great news for information marketers who are interested in streaming multimedia. And then, and I'm just putting my comments here. And then, so I put this, I put a period, and say, according to this recent post at ClickZ, broadband is on the loose or on the increase. So you make your comment about it, and when you're ready, you can start putting your scene. So if I want to say, you know, for if you want to find out about webcasting and streaming media, visit my site at http://webcast riches.com. So there's an example of what I've been able to do is just quickly put a post in. And this one, I can set the date for when it's available, when it expires. I can do some additional things here. But in most cases, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I want to put it in my weblog. It's open. It's ready to go. There's my author. I can even put a trackback URL in here, which is a trackback to the original document, which is a really great way of doing something because I talked about trackback marketing before. And if I want to take a look at it, I can preview it, or when I'm ready, I can just submit it. Guess what? The entry submitted. Unable to send the trackback ping. It probably wasn't the actual trackback, so that's okay. So I'm just going to close the window. But do you see what happened there? I didn't have to go back, find my blog, log in. You can do this throughout the day. Every time you're surfing around, just think about how can I comment on this or make an entry into my blog that references this little piece of content. Now, I selected, for example, I selected some text there, and you'll see that it copied my text. And GoToMeeting, they're trying to get me to do something. I don't want to do that. But you can see how easy this is. You can take bits or comments from any site that you're on and now make your own comments about it. This is the easiest way to get content. And you don't have to think of anything original. What you have to do is put your spin, your rant, your comment on what someone else has done. And this can be a competitor, an affiliate, a mentor. Doesn't really matter as long as it's something that relates to your business. So let's go take a look and see what happens there. What I'm going to do is, there's a test of a trackback. Let's go take a look, and I'm just going to refresh this screen here. This is the place where we posted it. And we'll find out what the heck's going on here. There we go, video stream surge. It's because my screen isn't the right size. We'll go and open that up. I've got the link is too long, but you can see what's happened here. Video stream volume surged 80%. I've now made a post in my very own blog without having to do what? Well, much of anything. The links are in. I've got the comments, the trackbacks, pingbacks. All of this is now available in my blog. And again, how did I do that? All I did is I used a bookmarklet. And I'm going to show you right now how to create that bookmarklet. And I use a piece of software called PMachine. And let's go to PMachine. I logged in. This is the control panel for PMachine. And what I'm going to do is you'll look down on the bottom here. One of them is a bookmarklet. And all you need to do is I'm doing a left mouse click. And then what I do is I drag the mouse up to right here. See what's happening here? I'm dragging it up to the links bar in Internet Explorer. And when I do that, what it's doing, it's creating a bookmark. And that bookmark is really something called a bookmarklet because the bookmark has your username, password, all of your details already set up for your blogging software. So again, let me go through that one more time just so that you can see that. Here I am, I'm surfing around. Let's go to another place to surf. I'll go back to my newsreader for a second. My newsreader, and let's go back to, let's go to another one. iPod MP3 player adoption at the tipping point. So I'm going to open this one up. And I want to see that article. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go to visit the actual article. There's the article. So I'm going, wow, cool, MP3 player adoption at tipping point. So let's say I want to comment on a tipping point and how tipping points are important in marketing. So what I can do is I just left click here with add a post, which is my bookmarklet. It automatically opens up a page tied to my, what? I just put any information that's pertinent, my comments in, and when I'm ready, I'm going to submit it. And it automatically does what? You got it, automatically updates my post. So now, you're in a position where there's no way that you can say, oh, I have nothing to say, or I don't know what to put in my blog. Use this little bookmarklet, and whenever you're surfing, if there's something that you can make a quick comment on or reference someone else's content to something that happens in your business, man, you can have 5, 6, 10 posts a day easily, just in the course of doing what you normally do, which is surf and answer emails. So remember, blogs love content, or search engines love content. Blogging is an easy way to create content on the fly. And all you have to do is weave in some profit opportunities and your spin, your rant, your feedback on existing content, and you're going to be in a position where you're going to have lots of great content that's keyword rich, listen to what I just said, for your particular niche or theme that you're commenting on. So if you're looking at blogging software, what you want to do is absolutely positively make sure that it has what? Something called a bookmarklet. That's the big secret for blogging software. No one talks about it. Everyone talks about RSS feeds and things like that. The bottom line is, if you don't have anything to feed your RSS feed, if you don't have any of your own content, an RSS feed is useless. You have to have content. Use the bookmarklet, use it often, and you're going to have lots of great content that's going to start driving the traffic that you want and need to guarantee the success that you can enjoy with a great blog. This is James Maduke speaking. Hope you visit some of my 100 different sites and the different blogs that I have, including picking up the podcast and the video log that I have. Enjoy these sessions, and we'll talk to you again soon. It's James Maduke speaking from Web Marketing for Small Business, and all of the secrets that my mom never told me about internet marketing.